total of $4.8 million, $3.6 million for the DOT, and $1.2 million for Buffalo. With forecasters predicting weekend weather direct from the North Pole, the natural gas shortage took on emergency proportions in the state today. An estimated 100,000 workers were told not to come to work at industries closed by the crisis, and commercial operations using natural gas began to feel the squeeze on their supplies tighten. A Niagara Mohawk Power Corporation spokesman said it's too late to keep the factories and schools open. The company has told its 500 industrial customers that until late Monday it will supply them with only enough gas to prevent freezing. Despite Governor Kerry's announcement of a natural gas state of emergency last night, State Energy Office has taken no action to reallocate fuel or force public offices and schools to close. But a spokesman said the infant office is